Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English podcast. Today is January the 28th, 2016, Thursday. My name is Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 101 of the Follow English podcast, and today I'm going to be speaking about however. I'm going to be talking about the different structures you can use with however and the different functions that however plays in the different structures. So the main thing here about however is that when you use however, you are expressing contrast. So you're contrasting two different ideas, and you can do that in basically three different ways. However can be a connector, and that's, I think, it's the most common use of however. It's when you use it as a connector. So connectors are used to connect two different sentences, and in this case, as you are expressing contrast when you use however, then you are linking or connecting two different sentences which are opposed in meaning, or they go different ways. I mean, you want to express the contrast between the two ideas. So I'm going to give you a few examples, and later on I'll move to the second structure. So the first structure then, when we use however as a connector, here goes the first example. Jack didn't like David very much. However, he thought he needed to help him. Let me repeat. Jack didn't like David very much. However, he thought he needed to help him. So in this case, as you see, the first idea, Jack didn't like David very much. So probably Jack wouldn't be the kind of person who would like to help David. But as that's why we are using a contrasting connector here, which is however. But he actually did help David. So then we have, however, he thought he needed to help David. So as you can see here, they are contrasting ideas. And in terms of punctuation, I have the first sentence, Jack didn't like David very much. And then I have a period, or a full stop, if you will. And then I have, however, in a comma, followed by a comma. And then the other clause, he thought he needed to help him. So again, the punctuation here, Jack didn't like David very much, full stop. However, comma, he thought he needed to help him. So however as a connector is used like this, followed by a comma. And you can also have an adverb of time before however, if you think it's necessary. For instance, Jack didn't like David very much yesterday, comma, however, comma, he thought he needed to help him. So Jack didn't like David very much. The first sentence is exactly the same. Then I have a period. Then I have yesterday, comma, however, comma. So however come between commas here. He thought he needed to help him. That's when we use however to express contrast as a connector. Another example would be, the Johnsons were very rich. However, they lived in a very simple house. Again, the Johnsons were very rich. However, they lived in a very simple house. As you can see here, the Johnsons, I'm referring to a family, and they were very rich. Then I have the full stop here, the period, whatever you want to call it. That's the first sentence. Then I have, however, followed by a comma. They lived in a very simple house. So two contrasting ideas, because if they are rich, if they were rich, it would be kind of obvious that they would live in a good house, but for some reason they lived in a simple house. Moving on, we can also use however as an adverb, and in this case there are basically three possibilities. One of them is to have however followed by an adjective, and in this case we're going to have however plus adjective in a clause, and then a comma, and another full clause after the comma. Let me give you one example. However expensive it may be, we need to buy a new fridge as ours is too old and small. Again, repeating. However expensive it may be, we need to buy a new fridge as ours is too old and small. So, however expensive, so however plus adjective. Oftentimes, or most of the times when we use this structure, however plus adjective, we use the modal may or might. It's not a rule, but most of the times this is what happens. And then we have the comma in the following clause. So let me repeat now, rephrasing the sentence with a, let's say rephrasing not, but repeating the sentence and including the punctuation here. However expensive it may be, comma, we need to buy a new fridge as ours is too old and small, full stop. You can also use an adverb in case you have an action verb in the first clause. For instance, however strangely Bill may act, he always seems to be authentic and friendly. So, however strangely, because here the collocation is to act strangely. So, however strangely Bill may act. Again, I'm using may, and I could use however strange Bill may seem, because then I'm not using an action verb, and then I go back to using an adjective and not an adverb. So in this case, however is also an adverb, followed by another adverb, strangely in this case, in my example. And again, this is to express contrast. So however strangely Bill may act, so that might be something that if someone is strange, maybe this person won't be very friendly and authentic, but in this case, as I'm expressing contrast, that's what Bill seems to be. So, however plus adverb, however plus adjective, or however plus adverb. And then finally, we could also use however plus much or many. In this case, much is also an adverb of quantity, and that would sound, just to give you one example here, for however plus much. However much John tried to help me, we weren't able to convince Sarah to change her mind. Again, repeating the example. However much John tried to help me, we weren't able to convince Sarah to change her mind. So we were trying to convince Sarah to, I don't know, to travel with us. And she was in doubt because she was going through financial difficulties, and then we were trying to change her mind, and John tried to help me. So however much John tried to help me, we weren't able to convince Sarah to change her mind. And finally, moving on to the third structure, and this is when however functions as a conjunction, we have however plus a clause, and then a comma, and then another clause. Example, however Susan held the mirror, she couldn't see the back of her neck. In this case, however means in whatever way. So it doesn't matter how she tried to do it. So however Susan held the mirror, she couldn't see the back of her neck. So she tried in many different ways, but she couldn't see the back of her neck. I would say this last example, this last structure, when we have however being used as a conjunction, That's not very common. In fact, the most common by far would be the first case, when however is used as a connector. In terms of talking about frequency, of course, if you take a more probabilistic view of language, then I would say the first one is however as a connector, the second one however as an adverb, and the third one however as a conjunction. I might be wrong, and well, you can use Google for that and check the type in however and search for examples, and then you can compare the numbers and see and try to classify them into the three different structures here and see which one comes more often. I think that's always a useful thing to do, to have a more probabilistic view of the language, and this might help you sound more natural if you use the structures which are more common in the English language. So this is it for today. I hope I gave you some good tips. I hope you enjoyed the tips about how to use however, and I hope you understood the examples and the and how to use the different structures. And I would like to remind you before I finish that the webpage for this podcast is at pods.followenglish.com.br. You can add your email to the email list, and then you will get a notification every time there is a new episode out there. You can also subscribe via iTunes or Stitcher Radio, I mean, Podomatic. You can also use any other subscribe via different podcatchers and whatever podcatcher you're using to reach me. And you can also send questions or suggestions if you have any suggestions to info@followenglish.com.br, BR for Brazil. I often get lots of emails with questions, and sometimes these are the questions I try to answer in the podcast. So thank you very much for listening, and I hope you're all learning something. And I would also like to thank the listeners from Morocco. Lots of listeners from Morocco last month. For some reason, they're at the top of the ranking in the downloads, the number of downloads this month, and all the other listeners out there. So I hope you're all learning something, and keep listening, keep studying. See you next time. Bye.